You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sean, where do you think you're at physically this year versus where you've been for the past, like, 4 or 5 years?
Where I've been at physically? Honestly, I feel like the fastest I've ever been and in, like, the best. Obviously, I'm not, like, jacked and shit, but, like, I just feel good. I just feel at a great playing weight. Like, I'm playing at the weight that, like, I want to play at and not really worried about whether or not I'm too big or too small or this or that. It's just like how I'm feeling, so I feel great.
You know that obviously it's a stacked running back room. There's six guys in there. Six guys can't play, but how frustrating is it when you go through two games and you're not able to contribute?
I mean, obviously it's definitely frustrating always when you feel like you can do something, be a game changer and do something that will help the team win the game. But at the end of the day, we're all a brotherhood and we got to support whoever's in there and help them out and just see if there's anything we can tell them to, like, help them out on the field and help them do better. And obviously it's tough and it's frustrating, but at the end of the day, we're a team and I'll do whatever it takes for this team to win.
So, like you mentioned, you'd been one of the more physical guys on some of the special teams units last week in practice, and that's why he put you out there. Did you see that as a way to maybe catch the coach's eye and get yourself on the field?
Yeah, most definitely. Special teams is something I haven't really done here besides just returning kickoffs. And they put me out there in practice, and I thought it was just a fun challenge and something new that I get to learn and progress that and learn a new craft. And it was exciting, so I gave it my all in practice, and I got out there on game day, and it was really fun.
People might not be super familiar with, like, the special teams positions and stuff. Could you just kind of describe your role, what you're asked to do when you're out there?
Yeah, so I was a gunner on punt, which is just one of the end guys, and just my job is just to fly down there and make a tackle. And my first one, I actually, like, overran the punter because I got there too fast and he didn't have the ball yet and I didn't know what to do. So I kind of, like, stopped my feet and I got blocked a little bit, but I came back and still made the tackle, like, from behind. And then on kickoff, I'm just an edger where I'm just free to go just hit the guy with the ball as hard as I can. And then I'm a jammer on punt return, and it's just basically blocking just, like, the whole field. And it's tough, but it's something new and it's fun and I enjoy it.
Sean, I'm sure that those first two games were difficult for everybody to lose the way that you guys did, but when you're on the sideline and you haven't got in and everything, I mean, how difficult were those games to sit through and to watch, I suppose?
Extremely difficult. I mean, just hate losing in general, and not necessarily, like, more about, like, me getting in there and not getting in there. It's just more about just losing as a team and just losing and just, it's always like a feeling that you have where you feel like you can go in and do something and change the outcome of the game. But since I didn't have a chance to go in and change the outcome of the game, all I could do was just come back to practice and go back to work and just help this team get better. It's definitely frustrating, but I think we're on the right track to getting back on track.
Jimmy's always said that playing time is earned in practice. That's where you get it. Did you feel like you were being outperformed by the other guys? They were doing really well, which was getting them on the field, or did you feel like maybe you weren't quite doing what you wanted to do in practice?
I feel like in fall camp, we were all practicing really well. It was all pretty even, and those guys had a great fall camp and just were working really well in practice. And so those are the guys we went out there with, and it's just how it happened. And can't complain about it, can't do anything about it, just got to come back and go to work, and that's been my mindset, and still got a lot of ball left, so not really tripping about it.
On your first carry, I don't know if you heard, like, you got a pretty nice ovation from the fans. Did you hear that? Did that mean anything to you?
They were telling me that, like, when I came back off the field, and I feel like I did notice it a little bit, but I'm pretty good at tuning the crowd out once I'm out there, but it's definitely definitely awesome that just Husky Nation was excited to just see me back out there, and just definitely felt like home and just really welcomed.
Wait, when you had a scream after you scored the first time, was that kind of relief or excitement, or what was it?
When I screamed after I scored?
Yeah.
Honestly, there's times when I'm playing football where you reach like into, you go into a zone where you're not really like yourself. You're like a whole different person on the field. And I feel like that was just one of those moments where I just had a lot of pent up just emotions and energy and a lot of things inside of me. And just getting to the end zone and just letting it out. Honestly, I don't really know like what I said or like what I was doing. It just was kind of just all happening and just came out of me and the way it came out. And as Coach Lake would say, it's just, you got to reach into that dark place inside you, bring it out, and let it feel you on the field. And I feel like that's what I was doing.
When you scored on that play, you had that pretty nifty jump cut, which you seem to do very well. I mean, on that play specifically, is it you seeing that defender? Is it more of a feeling? Or how do you describe being able to, on a dime, be able to make a cut like that and kind of sidestep somebody the way that you did?
On that play, it was just an inside zone play. And a couple of the plays we called before that were inside zone, but I was supposed to stay front side. There was no cutback on it. And when I came off the field the first time, I was like, dang, I wish like we just ran like regular inside zone so we could seal the edge guy and I could just cut back, because I knew that if I did, the look they were giving us, it was just going to be me one-on-one with whoever was out there. And once we called that play, I like lined up and I was like, all right, it's got to be a touchdown. Like, it's going to be a touchdown. And then it just all happened after that.
When you came back, you know, I know it's always competitive. The best guy's going to play, or the best couple of guys. But you came back in a real unique situation with all these free seasons given to everyone because of the pandemic. Were you curious? I mean, wondering how it was going to work out, because in the normal scheme of things, they're going to want to move the guys up in a, like yourself, in a normal progression to your graduation day. And you got a second graduation day. Were you wondering, you know, was it going to be really tough for you and, say, Kamari to break through with him trying to bring their young backs along?
I guess it's not really like something I like really thought about or like really gave much thought. I just wanted to come in here and just come to work every day and just get better and progress my game and just progress everybody's game around us and around me in the running back room. We come in and we're a squad. We don't really care like who's playing, who's not playing. It's we all support each other. We're brothers, and we want to be the best running back room in the country. And obviously, like, when all of us get in the ball, it's really nice and we work well together. But when we're not, it's all right, and it's just time to support another brother. And once we get our opportunity, you just got to take advantage of it.
Is that something you had to learn coming in here? I mean, you've obviously had such a great high school career, and then you get here and you get Miles, you get Savon, and you kind of had to wait a few years to get on the field. Was there ever any sort of frustration with that, or did you kind of have to learn to wait your turn?
Yeah, most definitely. I think that's like a lot of, like, one of the main things a lot of kids struggle with when they first get to college is you think, regardless of like how good of a fall camp you have, like your freshman year, you can be doing really well and balling out, and you still won't get on the field because there's a lot of dudes ahead of you, and the coaches like trust that guy more than you, and it's definitely something I had to learn and just kind of just forget about like playing time and just this and that, and more about just waking up, taking it one day at a time, and just trying to be better than the day before. And I feel like if you have that mindset, instead of like looking to the future or like looking to where you're trying to go, you'll get like lost on the way, and you'll forget that the journey is the process and not really the outcome.
Donovan in the past has mentioned that he likes getting the running backs involved in the passing game. Is that something that you enjoy, being able to go maybe like more one-on-one with some guy and try to speed past them?
Yeah, most definitely. I feel like this is definitely a mismatch just me on literally any linebacker. I'll take me every single time, 10 out of 10 times that they cannot guard me out the backfield. And it's definitely fun, and definitely Demo and the quarterbacks are trusting us more, catching out the backfield, and just showing them that we got hands and that we can do it.
Offensively, you guys obviously struggled a lot in the first two games and seemed to play more, I guess, to your expectations against Arkansas State. How much faith do you have just in this offensive scheme to kind of bring the best out of you guys?
Mm-hmm. I definitely think it's good. I mean, it's tough to go a whole fall camp and then your four starting receivers are all injured for game one. And that all happened like the week of the game, like in practice. And so it's tough for Dima to go out there with people he doesn't have great timing with and been throwing the ball to like every day in practice. And I think in that game, we just failed to make the adjustments that we needed to make. And because we weren't really expecting to be down all of our receivers. And I think as time goes on and as we get more and more of those guys back, the playbook's just going to keep opening up and we're going to get more and more confident that we can just give the ball to anybody at any time and anywhere and they're going to take care of business. And I feel like this past weekend was a good starting point, and I think it's just going to launch us to more and more greatness on the field.
Was there any thought to making you an emergency receiver with all those guys going down?
Yeah, I definitely asked Coach Adams if, like I said, hey, let me learn the slot playbook. But they needed me at running back, so. But I was definitely open to it.
Sean, the Cal series, when you think about that, what comes to mind?
The Cal series. That they honestly have had our number the past couple games. I know the last time we went down there, we lost. And then the last time we played them was up here in the Lightning game. And man, just disappointing outcomes for us those two games for sure. Definitely left a bad taste in our mouth, and I think we're hungry to come back and just flip things around and just go out and play just Husky football.
Sean, what made them so tough the last couple times you guys played?
They always have a really good defense and just great schemes, and I think. The last couple of times we played them, I think our energy's been off, whether it's like on the sideline or like that week at practice, like just not a lot of like positive energy. Obviously we are positive all the time, but like just there's just times where like the energy levels are just a little bit low, and I feel like for that game at Cal, they don't really have like a huge fan base or like a sold out stadium, so you got to bring your own energy, and I felt like we had a tough time making plays and like just bringing energy for our team. And then obviously here the last time we were home, we had like a 4-hour rain delay, and I think it's just tough to come out and play in an empty stadium and at like 1 a.m. and just keep the energy going. But this time we're at home where it's definitely no rain delays this time. It looks like it's gonna be sunny and 75 on Saturday, so I think the energy will be right, and I think it'll be a good Saturday for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry, just how, I guess, first individually, how do you feel like you've played in these first three games?
Definitely feel that there's a lot I need to improve on. I haven't played my best football by any means, and I think that there's just like a lot more that I need to do to be better for the team.
When you say that you haven't played well, can you just give us some examples of things that you're not playing well, what you weren't doing well enough?
Honestly, I just think I need to be more physical, have better feet, and like have a better punch. Honestly, like those are the things I feel like I need to work on the most. Like big things for linemen that you know, like a good lineman needs. And I feel like I'm doing okay and I'm improving, but I feel like I can be better.
How quickly do you think you're progressing to that point that you want to be at? I mean, is it like between Montana and Arkansas State, you feel like you've progressed like in a kind of steady state or what?
I feel like I've been making progress like steadily, yeah. Coach Huff is a great coach. He's been, you know, on me, making sure that, you know, I'm making sure that I'm doing everything right and I'm getting all the little details down, you know, like mentally, physically, and just like trying to be better, yeah.
You guys obviously have a very high standard in that room and on the offensive line to struggle in those first two games. How difficult was that for you guys as a group, and what was the attitude like to try to show that that's not who you guys are?
Yeah, it was disappointing. You know, we pride ourselves in being a great unit that's able to, you know, get things done so that we can perform for the team and so that the team can win. But I think that we've learned a lot from those two first games. And, you know, last week was a first good step, but there's still so much more that we can do and so much more that I know that we can do. And I'm really excited to see how the rest of the season goes.
What did you think the main issue was as a unit as to why you guys struggled as much as you did in those first two games?
As a unit, I think it was just like self-inflicted wounds. You know, somebody here, doing something a little bit different and not on the same page as somebody else. And as like an O-line, everybody needs to be on the same page. I really think that, you know, we had like a great fall camp and everyone felt great like going into the season. And I think we just need to like work on more, just making sure that everyone's on the same page, because yeah, if one person's not, then he messes everything up.
Was Montana a shock to your system? Because typically an FCS school isn't going to match up front in the trenches with an FBS school. And those guys seem to do it. What was that game like?
That was a really weird game for me personally. I can't speak for anybody else. I think it was just like needing to get my mind right and making sure that everybody had like the same type of energy. I think we, like you said, you know, people are expecting us to like win, do stuff like that. I think we went a little too like, we were too comfortable and we needed to like, you know, light a fire under our ass, sorry, and, you know, get things done. And we didn't that game, so, yeah.
You underestimate them? I don't have as many as you guys do.
No, I think, yeah. I don't know, it's tough to say. Yeah.
There's been a couple instances in the first couple of games where, I mean, of course you guys don't want to have any false starts or late game or all that stuff. Is that a communication thing or what's causing, you know, what caused a couple of those errors? Jitters or what do you think?
I think it's a combination of things. Like once you get into the game, everything happens so fast, and I think that's like one of the things that has to do with preparation. Like when you know what you're doing and you know you're confident in like the play calls, like your assignment, then the game will like kind of slow down for you. But yeah, it's like a combination of a whole bunch of different things, like when it comes to those self-inflicted wounds.
Hey, about Cal, What comes to mind when you think about the last couple of games that you've had against them?
I think they're a smart team and they're a tough team that wants to keep things close. If I remember correctly, the last two times we played them have been close games. And they're a good team. I think that, you know, like, we can't take them easily. Like, we've lost to them the past two times, and I respect their team. So I think it's really just up to us making sure that we have we put our best foot forward and do the best we can do.
What do you notice about them in the trenches and their physicality scheme? Like, what have you seen the last couple times you played them?
Personally, I haven't played them the past two times that we played, but just from like watching film and watching those two games, I know that they're a physical team and they have like good linebackers. They have smart people that can, you know, like assignment wise they're not gonna like mess up a lot. They know what they're doing, and they want to get after you as well. So I think they're a good matchup to, you know, be physical against and show what we can do.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work.
in the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you got to do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.